Hello, welcome to podcast one. I'm recording this. The main reason is to record all my thoughts and feelings, all referring to my panic attacks and anxiety. For this first episode, I'm just going to go into a brief background information about me and my panic experiences. Basically, I'm 20 years old. I've suffered from panic attacks since 2007, so that's about how long is that? That's 5 years now. Wow, 5 years. It's on and off. I'll go through months of feeling terrible, then some months feeling fine. And the past few months, I felt all pretty bad, awful. So I thought it was time to do something about it and record my feelings and thoughts and maybe, be able to communicate with other people suffering from similar problems as me. But it's also going to be like a sort of diary thing for me, like a chance to just get stuff off my chest and yeah, just let out my thoughts and feelings. So my panic attacks are a bit weird. Well, I think they're weird. I've read a lot that people panic about dying. That's people's main fear, like panic attacks are all around the fear of dying. Like the heart racing and fear of heart attacks and stuff like that. My panic attacks are different. My biggest fear is vomiting. Vomiting or just dry heaving, either of them. Anything that makes my throat do those spasmy things, they are my biggest fear. Literally, I fear vomiting more than death, which sounds ridiculous when I say it, but it's true. I am absolutely petrified of it. I just can't explain the fear. It's horrible. And it all started back when I gagged. I dry heaved at school. Back when I was in secondary school. That's because I had a cold and I had a really dry throat. And since then, I'd never really experienced no dry heaving without any warning. And the feeling was horrible, as you all probably know. The feeling of vomiting and gagging is not pleasant. And so, I feared it. Since then, I used to only get a dry throat and think I was going to gag when I was in a nerve when I was nervous or in a stressful situation. But as I said, 5 years ago, when they all started properly, I gagged whilst I was at a football match with my dad for no reason. I just felt really panicky and I was just fearing that I was going to gag. And by fearing I was going to gag, I gagged. So it was my mind making me think I needed to when I actually didn't. It's all in my mind. I know it is. It's horrible. So now it's pretty much whenever I go somewhere where I don't think I can escape easily, or there's nowhere I can hide, I get quite nervous and think I'm gonna gag. But it's also linked onto another fear I have, which is of vomiting. And recently, because of the latest outbreaks of norovirus and stomach viruses. My fear has just been intensified by 1,000,000%. Every day now, I wake up and fear I've got a meal, even though there's no reason to. I'm worried every time I have meat. I eat meat because I'm worried I'll get food poisoning. I haven't vomited in about 3 years, and I haven't gagged in about 3 years either. So it's they're not rational thoughts. I rarely ever do. That's pretty much every day I fear it now. Like right now, I'm having a panic attack. It may not sound it, but inside I feel absolutely awful. I just feel I'm going to be sick any second. I feel really weak, tired, stomach ache, dry throat. It's just horrible. And I thought the best time to record this would be when I was having a panic attack. So you get the idea. And as you probably, if you've suffered from panic attacks, you know, like inside it feels. To me, it feels like I'm screaming inside, like someone's yelling, like something, there's like a monster fighting inside me, just like spreading, fear through my whole body. Spreading fear through my whole body. It's, but on the outside, people can rarely tell I'm having a panic attack. I rarely show it. The only thing they'll think is that I look a bit tired and a bit, sad. Normally, I'm able to hide it quite well. But recently, I've been showing more symptoms, like just not being up for anything, just feeling down and tired, and not wanting to go anywhere. And it's affected my relationship with my girlfriend, which is really, horrible. I love her. Obviously, I love my girlfriend. I've been with her for 3 years. She says she'll support me, but I know she doesn't really understand. And when I'm just sitting there feeling down and not talking much, she thinks that I'm angry at her when I'm not. It's hard to explain to her. I'm seeking medical help now. I'm going to be seeing a therapist in the new year. Hopefully that'll help get my mind straight. It's just annoying, really. I just want to, be able to live my life without these stupid irrational fears. I mean, there's no logic behind them. There's no reason why I would be sick right now, unless I actually was ill, but that'd be out of my control. I mean, my mind's not going to make me sick. Well, it could, but it's very unlikely, and it's not nice. So yeah, thanks for listening to this episode one. Next few episodes, I'm going to have a topic and discuss the topics like living with anxiety in relationships, ways you distract yourself from your panic attacks, how I cope, just stuff like that. And I hope you can join me for them, and maybe together we can help each other get through this by joining stories, by communicating with each other. I'll make an email account for this show, so if you ever want to get in contact with me, give me your personal opinions and your stories, you can. But yeah, for now, have a good Christmas. It's currently Christmas Eve. Well, it's 2 a.m. or quarter to 2 in the morning here, on Christmas Eve. It's stupid. I fear going to sleep because I always feel panicky in bed. Well, not always, but lately I have been, and I really don't want to go through that again. But I know I'm gonna have to eventually. I can't force myself to stay up for much longer. So yeah, thanks for listening, and hopefully you'll hear from me soon. Bye bye.